right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789 in Texas. It's the same number. Now I'm talking about this 1,500 pages that President Joe Biden has released on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in 1963, the assassination. And I'm looking today. There's new documents reveal U.S. government asked the mafia for help in killing Fidel Castro.
Mm-hmm.
They have also released another 1,500 pages to talk about the fact that our United States government tried to enter into a deal with the mafia to kill the leader of another nation.
Basically like a stupider Bay of Pigs. I mean, it really, it's unbelievable.
So, and that was in 1961. So the point I'm trying to make is, if those things took place back then, and now they're only releasing the information, what are the chances that you think that all the information of what happened on January 6, 2020, 2021, what makes you guys think you're going to get the truth about what happened then, Evan? Do you believe you're going to get all the information?
Maybe within my lifetime, for decades, we'll be getting this drip of information. As long as somebody is alive to be embarrassed by those events, we will not learn the full story.
So everybody is hoping and believing, and everywhere I look, the news media is saying all of this information on Donald Trump and what he and Mark Meadows and other people did with, you know, this 9/11 commission, they're not going to expose that. We have a nation that protects its leaders, no matter how rotten they are.
And keep in mind that this commission, no charges are coming out of this commission.
I think
bold underline, we're not just trying to be edgy. We're not trying to like bold face, just like get real with you. No, this commission is not, it's not a law enforcement operation.
Well, but again, it is because law enforcement is crooked too. So when it comes to the government, so you're not going to get the information in my lifetime of what took place on January 6th. They're not going to expose Donald Trump. And even though they have the truth on all of these things already, you, the American people, aren't worthy of truth. So they're afraid that if you find out the truth, you're not going to trust the government ever again.
And this is something that's deeply embedded in governments in general. In the early 1900s, it was Great Britain, the Battle of May Island, they called it. 104 people dead. It was a giant cluster mess of submarines running into each other. I mean, it was kept private for nearly 80 years, what really happened that day. And I think that's a pretty good example of the sort of that government cloak of secrecy, that it's a need-to-know basis, and they decide who needs to know.
Well, and it's the reason why it's the red, white, and blue. And they inundate you with the red, white, and blue, and the flag, and all of the patriotism, and the blue angels flying over, and all of that stuff, because the truth is too messy for you, the American people, and all of the so-called things that are done in our name by our government, we're not ever going to find out. Who do we have on the line?
We got Dick from Madison.
Hey, Dick, what's going on, man? How you doing? Maybe you don't want to know what happened. Maybe you're one of those guys who don't want to know the truth.
No, I absolutely wanted to. You know, you and I, both in third and fourth grade, you brought the memory of the RCA TVs on the pedestal. wheeled in this room with the speakers that folded out in front of the screen. And my third grade teacher was fresh out of college, like 2 years out of college. And the janitor of the school came and told her after we came back from, you know, lunchtime, and she just broke down. And you're like in third grade watching this?
Yeah.
She freaked out. She was just beside herself. She could not get it back together.
So Dick, the point that I'm really looking to focus on is, mm-hmm. you know, is the fact that here it is 58 years later.
Yep.
And they still won't tell the truth to the American people.
No, government.
Our government won't tell us the truth. Uh-huh.
The Bay of Pigs thing was actually drawn up under Eisenhower, and it was too late in his regime. He decided, I don't want to actually do this. And then, you know, Kennedy never trusted his higher-ups after that because, you know, that was so ill-fated.
Well, that was an embarrassment, yeah.
Total embarrassment, and that's when he made that famous, you know, the thing about, I keep paraphrasing him, but he talks about victory has 100 fathers and defeat is an orphan.
So listen to this. President Joe Biden released 1,500 pages of information from the assassination investigation surrounding former President John F. Kennedy. Many of the documents don't specifically deal with the JFK murder, but it has a lot to do with the FBI and the CIA. CIA's investigations of any known criminals or suspected Kennedy foes in or around Dallas at that time. They were aware.
There was all kinds of things going on. The John Birch Society was huge in Dallas. All kinds of weird stuff went on down there. It's just beyond belief. But I want to know about all this stuff, and we should know about all this stuff. But you're absolutely right. We never will. And they'll trickle it in. Just
over 100 years. Yes.
Yes. Because of just what you said earlier, they don't want us to know because it's absolutely embarrassing.
Well, the other part of it, Dick, is who can ever trust the government ever? I know I can't. And, you know, younger people maybe so, because they haven't seen these kinds of things. But you and I and our generation, are you going to trust that? We got to go to the break. Thank you very much for the call, Dick. 844-967-2789. You tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.